Joshua's story is powerful. It is powerful. There are multiple miracles associated with Joshua and what happened and what God did through him. But there are three that really stand out. One of them is when the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. Remember, we talked about that last week. We were talking about time traveling. Remember that? And I said that would be one of the places I think I would like to go, is see the walls. That's one of the miracles of Joshua. Another one was the parting of the Jordan River so that the people could go through to the promised land. And another one was the day that the sun stood still in the sky and gave him extra daylight so that he could win the battle that he was fighting. Three outstanding miracles. And interestingly, in the passage that we started reading here in Joshua, the phrase, "be strong and courageous," occurs three times. Is that a coincidence? Well, if you thought about the wonderful significance, symbolism of the number three in the Bible, there are many of them. It primarily means complete wholeness. I mean, think about it. God is himself is described as in three persons, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. That's one great example. Another one is three patriarchs of our faith, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Here's another one. Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights. I love Isaiah 6:3, which says, "God is holy, holy, holy." One holy wasn't enough. Three holies, complete wholeness. And Jesus befriended three of the disciples. Of the 12 disciples, it says three of them were friends of Jesus, Peter, James, and John. And Jesus took those three friends with him into three special situations. One of them was when he raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. Another one was when Jesus was transfigured, and they were there to see that. And a third one, or the third one, is he took them into the Garden of Gethsemane on the night he retreated there. Three, perfection. Satan threw three temptations at Jesus. Revelation 1:4 describes God as the God who was, who is, and number three, is to come. Hallelujah. Jesus was crucified, according to Mark, on the third hour of the day, followed by 3 hours of darkness, followed by 3 days in the tomb. And if you ever thought about this, when Jesus rose from the dead, he was 33 years old. That means he was in the third year of his third decade of life. God's in control. God has a plan. Hello? Wake up, people. God's in control of our lives. God has a plan for our lives. God is God. God is real. Joshua 1, verse 10. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people. He said, "Go through the camp and tell the people, get ready, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now," he said, "you will cross the Jordan River here and go in and take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving you for your own." And how did they respond to that? They said, "Whatever you have commanded, we will do." And wherever you send us, we will go. I would say they were strong and courageous. And I strongly suspect it had a lot to do with the fact that they had seen such wonderful miracles. Something occurred to me about their story, and that is that some of the people that Joshua was leading were, how shall I say this, getting up in years. They were tired. Just crossing from the one side of their tent to the other side of their tent was hard. And now Joshua is saying, we're going to cross a river. Do you know anybody like that? And now their leader said, not only do I want you to cross the river, but you're going to carry all your possessions at the same time. And when you go in there, you're going to take over the land from the people that are living in there now. You're going to do all that. Oy vey. That is quite a task that he's giving to them. They say, we will do it. We will go wherever you say. They did it. They did it. They were strong and courageous. Hypothetically, just suppose for a moment that I were to tell you that we are going to cross a river and live on the other side of the river, and that we're going to carry all of our possessions with us. If there are any hoarders in the room, they need to clean out their closets because they're going to be having to carry all that stuff wherever they go, and that God will be with us. Now, I'm going to guess here that some people here, maybe it's better to say many people here. Nope, most of the people in this room would say, Harry, if I were younger, I might do that. I might do that, but I'm too old for this. Well, I wonder what God would say in response to that. He might say, well, Abraham was 75 years old when I called him, and look how that turned out. Or maybe he would say, oh yes, Moses was 80 years old when I first spoke to him in the burning bush. Oh, and Joshua, you're talking about Joshua? He was also 80 years old when I told him that he was to take the people over the Jordan River into the promised land. Note to self, I need to trust God rather than me. So the Israelites responded to Joshua enthusiastically. They were strong and courageous, and they had seen the miracles around them, and they were fortified when they went in. Do you and I know of any of God's awesome power like they did? They read about his awesome power in the Bible, but they only had 5 books. We have all 66, and we know how it ends. We've seen the awesome power of God. So we should be strong and courageous. So are you ready to do whatever God calls you to do in your life? Are you ready to go wherever God may call you to go in your life? Or are you thinking, I'm too old to do or to go anymore? I don't feel like it. God did not give Joshua an army. He did not give Joshua a plan. He didn't even give him a portfolio of retirement funds to get him through. He gave him a command, go. But he gave him more than a command. You know what he gave him? A promise to be with him. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? Jesus has given you and me a very similar promise. Listen to this from Matthew 17, verse 20. Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move. Move from here to there." And he went on, he said, "And it will move. Nothing will be impossible to you." Wow. Be strong and courageous. I love this quote. God does not call the qualified. God qualifies the called. Have you heard that before? God does not call the qualified. God qualifies the called. That's you. That's me. Let's apply all this. What are you facing right now in life? What are you facing? Is there a new chapter out there in front of you and you don't have any idea how it's going to turn out? Is God changing anything in your life right now? Or is He allowing anything to change in your life right now? You probably don't know what the outcome is going to be, but by faith, you can know that God is already there ahead of you. Hallelujah. God is already there ahead of you. And He will take you by the hand and He will lead you across that river, whatever that river is. So be strong and courageous. I want to close with a story. While he was inventing the light bulb, Thomas Edison conducted nearly 3,000 experiments. And he tested more than 6,000 different materials. And he did that over a period of 2 years. And you know what the newspaper reporters said about it? They said he had 10,000 failures. And do you know what his famous response to that was? Thomas Edison said, "I did not fail 10,000 times, but rather, I found 10,000 ways that don't work." Here's the application. Whatever is happening in your life, don't feel overwhelmed. Don't feel overwhelmed. God uses imperfect people like us, like Joshua, to accomplish His perfect plans for us, whatever they may be. And He gives us all the tools that we need. He gives us His Word. He gives us the power of prayer.